Okay, because you're just, you know, you're perfect little children, aren't you? Aren't you? Yeah, okay. You know, today we're talking about Ten Commandments all summer long, and the Ten Commandments are those things that teach us how we're supposed to live in our relationship with God and how we're supposed to live with our relationship with other people. And today, God tells us, he gives us a seventh commandment, and he tells us, you shall not steal. Now, all of a sudden that face said a whole lot. Yeah. How many of you, I'm not going to ask you that question. I know that you wouldn't steal anything that didn't belong to you, would you? I know that you wouldn't, because you know what's right and you know what's wrong. And you know that it's wrong to take things that don't belong to you. But have your mom and dad ever had to tell you, don't touch that? Have your moms and dads or your grandma or your grandpa or your aunt and uncle or whoever, your teacher, have they ever had to tell you, look, keep your hands to yourselves? Yeah, you know what? When I was your age, that happened a lot in my life. Yeah, that happened a lot. I was a curious little boy, and I like to just see what's going on and all that kind of stuff. And every now and then, I would have something in my hands that didn't belong to me. I wasn't going to take it, but I really wondered what it was, and I wanted to see what it was. And of course, the first thing that would come up is, you know, put that back or don't touch that. It's not yours, and all those kind of things. God tells us that we shouldn't steal from our neighbors. And we know that. We shouldn't take things that aren't ours. But boy, sometimes we're tempted, aren't we? Sometimes if we find something on the ground and it looks pretty valuable, it's nice and shiny, or it's something that we would just like to have, a lot of times when we find something, we'll keep it for ourselves, won't we? Yeah, you know, God says that's wrong. God tells us that that's wrong. We should try to find out who the rightful owner is and get their property back to them. Sometimes it's not that easy. In your school, when you go, you kids that go to school, do you have a lost and found? Do you know why we have lost and found? Because people lose things. And when people lose things, other people find them. And the correct thing to do is take it to the lost and found so people can, you know, have their property back. Yeah. And so what I would like for you to do this week, and every week actually, is I would like you to think about the ways that you can help people keep the things that belong to them. And also about the ways that you can share those things that you have with other people. Because not only does God say don't steal, he also says share the things that you have with others so that you can live in a loving relationship with God and a loving relationship with your neighbor. Okay? So not only do we not steal, we help our neighbor keep what's theirs, and we share what we have with other people as well. Okay, that's a lot. That's really a lot. But you know, we can do it. Just like all those people up here for Vacation Bible School said they'll do the things God calls them with his help, we can do those things with God's help as well. Okay, so let's pray. Let's ask for God's help that we can help our neighbor keep their stuff and that we can be generous and share the things that we have with our neighbor so we can all live together in peace and love. Okay, let's pray. And gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks that you give us everything we need. There's no reason to steal. And so understanding that, we pray that you would give us the strength and give us the faith that we could help our neighbors keep hold of their property so that nothing is taken from them. And that we would also share the many things that you have given us so that we can live together as your children. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we'll see you later.